And on this Thursday morning, we've got Scott Rozichkin from Herbert Feed and Grain and Verdigris. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How's it going?
Great, great. What a nice drive over. What a beautiful day this morning.
We got a little rain, made everybody a little happier.
That's right. That's right. And for those of you who have never seen me, I'm one of the fat, naked Italian Renaissance pictures. So I like 45 a lot better than 95 by a long shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you see the old bull standing in the pond when it's 80, that's me. So keep the flies off and keep cool. So, yes, what a nice day. Great. Happy to be here. Thanks for letting me do the lunch menus this morning, Mike.
Yeah, how'd that
It was all right. Yeah.
If you don't do it every day, you get it.
I think we did fine. Everybody's going to get to eat, so we'll be good shape that way. Right. Something new I don't think I've done before or maybe once at KBRX. So now I think we can officially say if Mike Walker can do it, I can do it.
There you go. You bet.
So,
well, yeah. Scott, what have we got going on at Herbert Feed and Grain? Lost our video.
We lost our video link. It's like the Brownfield Network where you're experiencing technical difficulties.
That's right. So, we're back.
That's all right. We have the perfect face for radio, so we just leave it that way. You know, that works out better. But yes, Herbert Feed and Grain, Verdigris, Nebraska, September 10th. Who would have thought we'd have flew through June, July, August, if you like it or not. Holy moly, 10th of September. So what do we got coming up? We're going to be doing a Chrysalix tub promotion here towards the end of the month. We got that to look forward to. Going to be a very, very good promotion. I know of one of our customers, that's Wean and Calves today, being dry. In some places, just plumb haven't got the rain. You know, our 5/500ths of an inch or whatever you reported and measured this morning, not going to do us a lot of good anymore. No. So we got guys looking at early preconditioning or preconditioning times here. We do have the vaccines and everything for your farm or ranch at Herbert Feed and Grain. We can get them calves into the Pfizer Select Vac program. If you're going to sell calves off the cows, another very, very good program there, Scott, that we can take to help add value in the times that we're in. So we're doing that. Yesterday, I also got our Aereo 10-gram pricing done. What we're going to do on Aereo 10-gram here for weaning and all that kind of stuff. So we're getting ahead of the game by having our tub promotions, our vaccines, and that's all coming up real shortly. Big, huge thing. We're starting to do a lot right now, guys and gals. Testing our feed stuffs. Starting to go out, pull some alfalfa samples. Starting to go and pull grass hay samples. Why? Why would we be doing it now? Let's get ahead of the times. You know, is this one of the years maybe we sell our calves off the cows where we typically wean? Might be. Maybe that'll be a better option. We got guys calving fall cows right now. So we want to be on the cattle prep 8 or the 12-12 cattle prep mineral for that. But we had so much rain in different areas this year again. I have a huge concern on what that feed quality is like, what that hay quality is like. Do we need to stay on the 12-12 mineral throughout the year? So my point is why I bring it up and why we harp on minerals. Definitely one of the big things that we look for in your operation for breed back, immunity, herd health, the whole program that goes with it. So we may or may not want to switch minerals. We may want to look at a different one. We also know a lot of producers who are getting hayed through these low grounds, low meadows, wet holes, wet spots that they haven't done for several years now, maybe 2, 3, 4 years. How much of that moss and muck and dirt and just dirty, everybody who knows what I'm talking about knows there's kind of a smell and that comes with this wet, swampy ground. And so do we need to be looking at a biomass or Actogen or Integral A+? You know, I know some producers that got part of their hay down and got 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain around. And so do we need to do a mold test? Do we need to figure out where January 1st, guys, ain't that far away? And then we're looking at 60 days prior to calving for a lot of producers. We need to get our ducks in a row and get them figured out now. So do we use some of that hay as bedding and not worry about it as feed? Do we use cubes? Do we use the Chrysalix tub? Do we use another product to help stretch your feed? make the feed better quality and make it work on your operation better. So there's a lot of them questions that are coming up now. Not to mention, we're just on the front side of harvest. Silage choppers going 100 miles an hour pretty much all over the country. I know a couple people who tried to take some new crop soybeans already. Mm-hmm. You know, the last 2-3 weeks, Mother Nature did quite a little harvesting for us. So we got a couple guys starting on that. And we're 2-3 weeks away, 2 weeks away from doing airlage. So the silage inoculants are important to put on your earlage or your silages. Get them harvested, and we'll get a test and get you a ration.
You bet. And, yeah, like we said, hard to believe it's already the 10th of September, and we're thinking of all this right now. But, and I know you made it down to the State Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
we were there. How was that? That was had good. To be kind of a little eerie, maybe.
You know what? Hey, definitely you hear some mixed opinions, mixed emotions. Yeah, it's too bad that there was some of the open shows that got canceled, like what Evan would participate in. But it's still nice that that all the volunteers and the people who are running the Nebraska State Fair decided to go ahead and do it and just not quit it cold turkey. So for us, for Heidi and I and Evan, you know, we really enjoyed it. The laid back, easy,
less crowds,
easy parking. There's definitely some benefits, but yeah, it was nice. It just was nice and quite relaxing, and half the stress and definitely half the people. But yeah, it was good. Good. Yeah. And I see a lot of our customers down there, in the swine and beef and sheep and goats and chickens and you know, all of them kids with or without their county fairs were pretty darn happy to be there, too. So it was nice, yeah.
And then, of course, we didn't kick off Husker football last weekend. So it's just we're kind of losing track of what time of the year it is with all the things that normally go on.
But, that's right. That's right. So. Yep, you bet.
But the good news is Herbert Feed and Grains, nothing's changed there. Customer service is still your number one priority. If you need something, call. If you can't find something, call. If you got a question, call. You guys will get an answer.
Absolutely.
And help them out one way or another.
You bet. And that's something we do, what's the word I want to say, pride ourselves on, is getting back to our customers, keeping the contacts, you know, and we make it work. Yeah. We really do. We make it work. So the office number is 402-668-2288. And guys, gals, don't be afraid to call and ask one of the gals that answers the phone, or myself or Ben or, you know, we got guys answer the phone too. Yeah. Don't want to seem like a dump it all on the girls, but they definitely know a lot about what's going on, which is really nice. So if, you know, Scott Posey calls in and wants a price on this and doesn't know my number or forgets it or don't have it entered into speed dial.
Oh, I know your number.
Do you do?
Yeah.
Good. Probably got me on speed dial
too. I do, yeah.
Yep. And so that's nice. You know, yeah. It's nice that everybody covers everybody and we can get them questions and stuff answered. So
you bet. And if you want to call Scott, it's 402-358-0183.
He does know.
402-358-0183.
Absolutely. And that's my cell phone number.
Call or text. Sometimes text is best.
Yes. And I got a full load on the pickup here. We'll be going out to the Bassett country when I leave KBRX after the show today, and there's definitely places out there that work better as a text than a phone call. But you bet, absolutely more than happy to help out in any way that we can.
You bet. All right, stick around. We're going to do the birthday club. We're going to come back more with Scott Rozichka from Herbert Feed and Grain coming right up. All right, again, we've got Scott Rozichka here from Herbert Feed and Grain. We haven't got a question for Scott yet. First person to text us in a good question. We're going to give you, we got a little KBRX flashlight.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
LED.
Awesome. LED. Well, you saw me out checking the rain with it this morning.
Oh, that's the official KBRX rain
weather
gauge
checker, weather checker. Rain,
ooh.
Rain gauge light.
Ooh. Yeah. But we're going to give away a new one, not the official rain gauge checker light. Right?
We'll see. I can't remember if I had any extra. Otherwise, we're giving away Jenny's.
Oh, well, that'll work too.
All you got to do is replace the battery.
In Jenny or the flashlight? Which I get confused rather easily.
So
sometimes.
Text us in a question to 336-1612. First good question, we're going to
give you
a KBRX flashlight.
We sure can.
And you know, Scott, like we said, as you mentioned, you're headed out to Bassett. Customer service is what Herbert Feed and Grain prides themselves on. But you guys do have a lot of resources out there too. If you got a question about feed, fuel, doesn't matter.
You can
find it for them.
That's right. We do. Herbert Feed and Grain, Verdigris, Nebraska. We're mom and pop owned. Lewis Herbert owns the elevator there. We do. We're a full line Hubbard Feeds dealer. We just do Hubbard Feed, and that's the feed line that we have. We don't have 2-3 different dealerships. So I feel we tend to be maybe a little more cutting edge, maybe a little more consistent, if you will, in our products and our delivery, and making that program to go forward at the Posey Walker Ranch, you know, that we can stay consistent and help eliminate problems and stuff. We also do fuel. We have two big delivery fuel trucks for bulk fuel. We have oil there at Herbert Feed and Grain, plus all the chemicals and fertilizers and the precision ag and the grid sampling, and Ben and Alex and the guys that take care of that. Absolutely. We cover a very, very extensive area that way. We also do all the grains, the wheats, the ryes, the radishes and turnips. We also have access to them products. And rye and winter wheat now is being planted. So fertilizer and getting the soil samples and getting the correct fertilizer recommendation. Absolutely. That's all going on now, too. You bet.
And like we said, you're just always a phone call away.
Very much so.
Or like we said, stop in if you're in Verdigris, too.
That's
always
right.
Glad to see people.
So. Absolutely. And our office door is right by the Coke machine there at Herbert Feed and Grain. So you can just come in and we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, and we know everybody's schedule is going to kind of get going crazy here with harvest right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Already some of that corn has really turned, hasn't it?
Oh, man. Gosh. Yes, very much so. And we're going to wind up, guys and gals, about where we have the last number of years. It seems like we get a few producers on the front end of harvest, and then you wake up one morning and boom, it's harvest. So, you know, this cooling off is definitely helping the flies on our cattle. The crops, you know, now are basically trying to hold test weight and fill out and mature and be ready to harvest. So, yeah, it's something all the time. It's a good program. It's a great place to live and be around here that we can do that kind of stuff and don't have to worry about. Well, you could probably still run into a beer truck in Verdigris, but not the taco.
Yeah,
not the tacos too. So yeah. We're halfway there, but yeah. So you bet. Vaccine, like I mentioned, we have all the vaccines for your cattle. We can stick them into the Pfizer Select program. Or a big number of years ago, I did the Herbert Feed and Grain Shop verification program. So if Scott Posey, Mike Walker, talked to me and they like some different shots. You know, I created that program as a third-party verification, something that we do, try and add some value to them cattle, try and capitalize on some of the stuff in our marketing. Years and years ago, I had an old fella tell me every calf is worth 80 cents and the rest is marketing, and I think I'm going into my 26th or 27th year of doing this. And I believe that more and more all the time. You know, what can we do to help our marketing of our cattle or our fats or our sheep or our goats? Some little things that way. So, you know, we'll be looking at them programs, Scott, here coming up to the like I said, we're at the 10th of September. Yeah. Typical pasture rent runs out October 15th, you know, and so it's coming. It's coming fast. You start to think about January 1st for 60 days prior to calving. What is that? October, November, December, 3.5 months away. So we'll barely get through football and some basketball and volleyball, and then we'll have to do that too.
You bet. All right. If you got a question for Scott, text it in 336-1612. First one to text in a question, we're going to give you one of these cool KBRX flashlights. Nice to have in your pocket or your...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Car or your home or checking the rain gauge. If you're checking the rain gauge, yeah.
There you go.
Text
there
us your question to 336-1612. And again, if you got a question for Scott any other time, his number is 402-358-0183. 402-358-0183. And yep. Still got the grills?
Still got Green Mountain Grills. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, very good thing here for coming into the fall, too.
We're not having many tailgate parties, but...
Well, not too many. No, we'll just have to make our own. Still just have
a party.
Yeah, we'll just have a party.
Yeah.
So, that's all right that way. I do want to throw this one out, Scott, too. 0% feeder finance. I know people have heard me talk about it before. Yeah. We are getting to the fall. I am getting this question very consistently. The last month, you know, just as markets change and production systems change and guys that are getting their bank out to do their new updated financial statements, Hubbard's 0% feeder finance program. Just a quick recap. Anything from Hubbard Feeds, bags or bulk, picked up or delivered, that goes for beef. So the Aereo 10 grams, the milk replacer, the starter feeds, the RGH pellets, what I made back in my office that had been very successful for helping people wean, down to cubes, chrysalic stubs, and everything in between, the commercial proteins and all that, we can put on the Hubbard 0% feeder finance program. It is a $2,000 minimum. You basically have 364 days to hit that 2000 minimum. And so what we do is we sit down, we do the application. You have an account with Herbert Feed and Grain. You buy your ton of mineral. We take it out, deliver it, price it, take care of all that kind of stuff. Scott Posey, Mike Walker, one of them who's on the application, signs a delivery receipt note, and your account with Herbert Feed and Grain is paid. Very, very good program. You get all your cash discounts, everything that's coming to you. Then when you sell your calves or your maturity date comes around, you write one check to Hubbard Feeds. Yes. There, must have had a booger or something. Oh.
Okay, well, let's change gears on that. Scott, what's the tax on gas and diesel fuel, both state and federal? That's what we want to call it.
Oh, boy. How about that one for you?
If you would be so kind to call 402-668-2288 and ask for Carla, she has all of our contract fuel pricing and knows that. Now I sound like the governor's call-in show that I will be more than happy to find out, but I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I guess too much in my opinion would be beats me. I don't know, guys, gals. Yeah. You got me.
That's a good answer. You did answer just like the governor.
Uh-oh, Mike's giving an assignment.
Right, there's one there for you. You can.
Yeah. Blood in calf's stool sample.
Blood in a calf's stool sample. Yeah. What happens if you have blood in a calf's stool sample?
A couple things. We could have salmonella. We could have cocci. We could be looking at crypto. Definitely is maybe a little deeper conversation than I can do on the radio.
Right.
Depending on the situation. Okay, you may see blood in a calf stool. If you wean calves a week, 10 days ago, and they blew out of the fence and you got to go re-wean and do a whole big roundup again, you may see some blood on the stool, on the manure, simply from the blood vessels in the intestines, and as they pass it, here's some on there. Okay, the same situation comes up if you have crypto or coccidiosis that's in your dirt, in your weaning yards. You may be looking at one of them situations. If you have old, stagnant, yucky water, you may be looking at a salmonella issue there. So the calves may have also brought in coccidiosis from the pasture, and this would be the weaning process would be the trigger that would cause them to go into like a coccidiosis outbreak or something like that. So definitely talking with a vet is going to be a better way to do it, because they can take a manure sample and spin it and see what's in there, if it's a worm load or if it's eggs from the coccidiosis. So it's a little bit deeper. It could be a couple things and it may be nothing. If you're a drug-free producer or all-natural producer, you're going to have a little bit harder time to cure it than you would if you can feed rumensin or amprolium or something like that would definitely help. It's a good question.
Yeah, you sure knew more about that than you did the gas tax.
I can pass gas, I just can't tax it. There you
go. All right, well, again, you can always call Herbert Feed and Grain, 402-668-2288.
Yes.
Or you can call Scott Rozichka or text Scott Rozichka at 402-358-0183.
Perfect.
And, yeah, Scott, anything else this morning before we let you go?
We don't. Hey, give me a call. Everybody be safe. Have a safe safe and healthy harvest season. It's coming, and give us Herbert Feed and Grain, Vertigreen, Nebraska. Give us a call and see if we can help you out.
And everybody be careful. There's going to be some trucks and tractors and stuff on equipment on the road. So everybody be patient. And, yeah,
everybody we'll all get done. We've all been around here long enough. We know how it works. When you drive by a quarter irrigated ground and see it's half done, somebody's probably on the road.
That's so. Right. So.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, right, guys, gals.
Have a good one. Give Scott Rozichka a call again at 402-358-0183.